Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Squirrel, you're coming in garbled.
What can do about this? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Say hello to everyone.
Hi, everyone. I'm here, garbled or not.
Okay, good. No, that was not garbled at all.
Okay, good.
We're very excited about tonight's show. Remember that you can send in questions during the show. Her email address is squirrel@wyom.net. That's WYOM.net, squirrel, just like a squirrel. Tonight's show, hook up your seatbelt, baby. You're in for a ride, the ride of your life, and you are. We've entered a time where anything and everything is possible. We actually waited for thousands of years for this opportunity and information to set ourselves free and truly become and be everything and anything we can dream. Many will scoff at the possibility that it is truly this easy, but it is. Can I really change a belief and have it affect my entire life? And the answer is absolutely yes. Your negative ego will attack and tell you that you can't do it, it won't work for you. Don't believe it. Forge ahead to create the life of your dream. And tonight we're going to explore all the wonderful and exciting ways in which changing your beliefs can change your life. And Squirrel, if you're back online, are you there? All right, well, we'll get an update from Squirrel on the astrology as soon as they get her back online.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
You know, I don't know what's going on tonight. Maybe just too much interference. But, you know, I heard you say astrology. And
yes.
Mercury now has moved into Gemini, which is its natural home. So I guess the thing is with that, of course, Mercury always has communication things. So the question would be, are you thinking a lot these days? And is there that chatter going on in your heads or the internal conversations? And why are you talking to yourself and what are you talking about? So we've had lots of shifts in personal awareness this week. Thanks to the solar flares, there were some intense solar flares this week. And our souls are ignited, the whole planet is talking, and it's different than normal analytical reasoning. So we're feeling more responsible to do something about our own thinking, to stop and think original thoughts, thoughts that comes from your soul. So over the next few days, it's recommended to go down and feel into you and pull out of your way, your thoughts, and then talk them and walk them. So I think that fits with beliefs and stuff, doesn't it?
Boy, does it ever. And yes, I have been going through constant mind. Every minute I'm not in session, I'm working on beliefs. And even when I am in session, we're working on beliefs. So I want to
share. Amazing how many we have, right?
Of what?
I said it's amazing how many beliefs we have.
Oh, dear. Oh, we're just beginning. This article came in this week, and I thought it was so powerful. And, of course, it had me go right to a belief. From loathing to loving, a new relationship with your body. And this is Debbie Ford's newsletter, even though she's crossed over. Ariel, her sister, and some of the others are still putting out the newsletters. As we approach the summer months, have you noticed a greater emphasis on preparing for summer? If you tune into daytime TV talk shows, you'll find bikini fashion shows. Bestseller list diet books are on the rise. The gyms are even filling up as people get their beach bodies ready. This time of the year can stir up a lot of shadow stuff. And so in this past week, okay, on their radio program, they explored the emotions, beliefs, habits, and patterns stored deep inside the psyche that it dictate our relationships with our bodies. Weight and body image have always... Well, we're having real problems tonight. All right. Have always been issues for Ariel, who was writing the article. The quality of my day used to be determined by the number on the scale. I only felt worthy of being loved by myself or others if I looked a certain way. I'd grown up with the belief that it was not okay to eat, so in my book, Food Was Evil, I made my body my enemy. Every day I was in an all-out war. I spent every moment evaluating who is winning, me or my body. Would I pass up the carb or take a bite of the piece of pizza? Could I push myself to exercise for another hour despite the swelling in my knee? Would I find the next miracle cream to take away the wrinkles? This minute-by-minute battle was exhausting. Even me, a person who trains people to become integrative coaches, a person who guides people to blast through their limitations and accept love and embrace all of who they are, saw my body as an external foe, which continually needed to be defeated. So I chose to reinvent my relationship with my body. I became more loving and accepting of my body. I no longer abused and starved it, and I began to view my body as a fine automobile. And I understand it's my job to keep it well-oiled and functioning impeccably. I rewired my operating system by unconcealing, owning, and embracing my shadow. Different approach. It was only then that I achieved my once elusive goal for my weight and well-being, not from a place of self-hate or shame, but rather from a place of deep love. So, a squirrel, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm just trying to...
Okay.
I think I'm trying to move away from some static, so I'm back.
Okay, good. After reading this article, I wrote down my belief about my body. And we all have body issues, everybody. Seldom in my personal life have I ever met a woman that truly loved her body. So I sat down and immediately wrote, my body is not beautiful, you can do that on your computer, put double lines through it, to my body is beautiful. And I have to tell you that such a simple belief, but the effects of this belief ran through me like nothing I'd ever felt. Can it really be this simple? It was what was going through my head. And of course, there are more steps to take it into meditation with Bonnie's process and then continuing to flow energy toward it for 90 days. But just in the changing of this belief, I began to look at my body differently. I felt more desirable, softer, more elegant, more feminine. What fascinated me the most is that even while bathing, my body responded differently. And it's interesting for me because my mother wanted me to be a movie star, and so she had this thing about shaming me about my body. And I lived in West Hollywood, half a block off the Sunset Strip when I did live with her. And so it was a really, Mommy Dearest, it was a really big issue. And she would parade around in front of me naked and say, you'll never have this body, you know, this fabulous body, et cetera. And because she was a lot taller than I was. That was obvious. But I was so shamed as a child, and it was so interesting to me, that the thought of thinking that my body was beautiful rather than that it was less than adequate, which I think is what most women and a lot of men do as well. Changing a simple belief like that can affect everything. And when you begin to change your beliefs, things will come at you out of the blue that you never realized you held as a belief. I was reading an online news service about stars that were adopted. Patty Stanger, whose show is Millionaire Matchmaker, is all about finding love for other people. And yet, because she was adopted, she said that she always has held the belief that she was unloved and unlovable. And, of course, my immediate response was, are you kidding me? And, you know, she's a beautiful woman, tall, great body, etc. And whether you are adopted or not, so many people hold this belief from life experiences, childhood, failed relationships, betrayals, that the belief is, I am unloved and unlovable. And that's a really powerful belief. It will generate a totally different reality than if, when you change the belief to, I am loved and lovable, you will feel the difference in the way everything responds to you. Everything is easier. Everything is more simple. Everything is more elegant. It's like things begin to flow because you are loved and lovable. But we absolutely, if you were to interview people, they will tell you that the majority of them, if they're honest, that they don't really believe that. Is this hitting home, squirrel, anywhere?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting because there was an experiment done, and it's been around Facebook. It's on YouTube, and I think it was done by Dove, by women. And there was a fellow that was hidden behind the screen. He was an artist for, you know, and they're trying to describe a suspect at the police station. And he could not see the women. They were asked to describe themselves, and then he would draw a picture of them. And then the second go-around was the women were able to interact, and a different woman was asked to describe the first woman. And she's describing the other lady, and the pictures were completely different. The second picture was more beautiful and lovely, and it was just an amazing... I'll send you the link when I find it again, but it was just fascinating to think that, how we describe ourselves.
Again, this is... when we get to the crux of these beliefs, the energy is held in your body. The negative belief energies are held in your body, lodged in your body. I'll go on. It took me 2 minutes to pull up my ongoing list of beliefs about myself, and I spent some time with my child and adolescent who grew up in 13 foster homes. And my child and adolescent really believed this one, that they were unloved and unlovable. Now, you don't have to live in a foster home, one or many, or be adopted, to believe this one. Life can send you the messages in so many ways. But I wanted to give you kind of some examples how these things are, have just been coming to me out of the blue. And I have three lists going right now as I assemble beliefs that I'm going to go and work on, because you work on them, you know, you take them into meditation with God and Goddess. Bonnie describes them as the king and queen, whatever works for you. And of course, you work with your child and adolescent about changing the beliefs because they have to be on board. But right now, I've got three lists going. Beliefs about men, beliefs about myself, and a belief about safety and abundance. Again, I have to reiterate, what's amazing to me, when I change a belief about one thing, it affects things on the other list. Because that person who is believes their body is beautiful, that person who believes that they're loved and lovable, is going to have a whole different feeling about everything. They're going to attract in a totally different way. And boy, I've had one manifestation after the other. I'm just like, are you freaking? I haven't even done the whole process. This is also going to bring up your beliefs about dad and men, and also the impacts your relationship with them and your beliefs about them have with your beliefs about money and abundance, because they are tied. This is not news, but But when you see it in the making, when you actually experience it, when you're changing beliefs, it will impact you. Beliefs and our relationship with food is a great area to look at. Really a great area. You know, have you made food the enemy? You know, whatever it was in Debbie's, I did a lot of beliefs about food. Do you believe that you're enough? I'm not enough. I am enough. You know, this is, we are always wanting, waiting, or working on becoming enough. You know, this is, and as I've done,
I know, but when's enough enough? I mean, what would it take, right, to be enough?
Well, and, you know, Squirrel, you drive yourself. Okay, you exercise more than anybody I know on the planet.
Jackie.
And you have this little, beautiful body.
Is that true? I mean, okay. I do have to work. You know, they're... Yeah.
But, I mean, again, when is it enough? When do we love ourselves as we are? It doesn't mean we don't take care of ourselves. It doesn't mean we don't exercise, but we do it lovingly. And I think this is one of the issues. I have been one of those people that always pushes myself right over the edge. You know, I do too much. I drive myself. And going back to the belief about being loved and being lovable, it struck me so strongly that this was not being loving to myself. Okay? I wasn't treating myself like a beautiful, loving person. I was driving myself. I was thinking, what am I doing? You know, I've done this all my life.
So are you telling me you enjoy showering more than you used to?
Yes, and I've been taking baths, and I have all these wonderful soaps and lotions.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, I had already started that, but what was interesting, I never took the time to do it. Because I was always
laughing because
too busy.
Sounds like me.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
We're not nurturing ourselves. We're not loving ourselves. And then we expect somebody else to love us. Hello? There's a problem with this, definitely in terms of belief.
Definitely.
Okay, do you believe you can have it all? Again, these are all coming out of my belief. Okay, so, you know, I'm sharing them with you to hopefully spark something within everybody about having it all, or self-image, or loving yourself. I love this one because it challenged me all over the place. I've always thought that I had such unlimited thinking, but I was shocked that somewhere in my subconscious was the belief that I had to settle. And I'm like, what? And, you know, I started thinking about my big house in Vegas and all the guilt I felt about having it and this nagging feeling that it was too much. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd look around and I'd think, oh, this is so beautiful. And there was this sensing of not deserving it, and which today boggles my mind. But it doesn't matter. It was still there. And it was always in the background running. And it fed back to me. It was fed back to me by my children. You know, what are you doing in this big house? But again, it went to this belief that I couldn't have it all. So I had a subconscious feeling on what I should have. And now, when you write a belief, I can't have it all, to I can have it all, work with your child and adolescent and really spend some time with this one, because it's a big belief. This is not one you just throw around, oh, let me write that one down. This is a big one, because when you go there, it's going to throw some things into motion. especially if you really do the work around it. Anyway, when I bought my little Mercedes, my accountant said, you got to have a car, you got to depreciate, blah, blah, blah. My other car was paid off, long paid off, and, you know, depreciated, and there was nothing left that we could benefit from this car. And I was nervous as heck. And even though I bought it used, it was my little dream car. And so I had somebody tell me that I was crazy for buying the car, that I shouldn't have bought the car. What was I thinking? So I quit driving it. I actually felt guilty about having the car. So I quit driving it. And it became a piece of objet d'art in my garage. And it was really a business decision, I kept telling myself. But ultimately, I wasn't driving it. When I finally resumed driving, it was here in California. The first time out, I backed it into a car and did $2,500 worth of damage. So back to my list. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's actually a great story. Seriously. But I really felt that all of this was so important to share with everybody tonight, because hopefully you've all ordered Bonnie's book. And on her website are processes to help you discover subconscious beliefs, all kinds of things. But I wanted to talk to you personally about it, and I wanted to share that it really does work. I am kind of the scientist. I want to observe even myself, you know, how is this working? How am I feeling when I change a belief? And I go through an awful lot when I do, which I'm fascinated by. That's why you don't just throw out beliefs. You really sit with them, you know, or look at your life. What would I have to believe for my life experience to look like this? A good one. I don't deserve to be happy. A lot of people carry this one. This is why Lazarus did the I deserve tape, because, and he did that in the 70s. Pay absolute attention to everything that's going on around you once you decide you're really going to start writing these beliefs and changing them, because they, the universe, your unseen friends will start delivering it, and delivering it quickly. I power walk every morning, and I get so, the girls around here keep saying to me, you're getting faster all the time, and I didn't want to stop and tell them it's because I've got beliefs coming up, and I got to get home and type them before I forget them.
That's too funny.
So
that's great.
It's true. And, you know, I'm seeing them everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. It's fascinating to me. So let's kind of talk about the negative ego, and then I'm going to go through just a couple of my own beliefs. Beware and be alert to its voice. And this is the one that says it can't be this easy, it won't work for you, it's a lie, it will lie to you. It will tell you that you aren't getting it, that you'll never get it, or that you will fail. And I'm here to tell you, this is your divine right. You came here for this time to be the way showers, to be the example. We literally have waited thousands of years for this information. And so make your life pop, be diligent, continue to flow energy to these beliefs. What will really pleasantly surprise you is, because they're anchored in your body, that nagging knee, sore knee, or the back, or the sagging skin, or that rash that you have that won't go away, I've seen it, experienced it, and know it. Now, when I look at people, I can see where the emotions are anchored. I try not to do this to strangers. Just so you know, I don't engage people.
I think that's what medical intuitives do very often, right? They're tuning into what people are holding in their
body. And we know that everything begins with the emotion and the belief. So it is going to anchor into your body. And I'm having such physical manifestations. I've always had such tension across my shoulders. And as I started changing all these beliefs about men, I had a session that I exchanged with Galexis. I do Ginger, then she channels Galexis for me. We do it about every month and a half. I was in such a good place. I had nothing to talk to her about. And I said, but I have been working on beliefs. And she was like, great, let's talk about it. It was kind of like, oh, thank God. And so she had me read the beliefs. And then look at my body and see, because they were coming out like packets, see what was stuck and what needed to be moved more rapidly out of the body. By the time she got done and we would hit, you know, a belief that was really deep, 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 okay, she'd move it out of the physical body. It was ready to go, but it would have taken a lot more time. By the next morning, all the tension in my shoulders was gone for the first time in years. Years. I've been working on the right shoulder,
the
right breast bone, where I parked a lot. Huh?
I think it's amazing.
I didn't
That's
hear
awesome.
You squirrel. Well, again, this is where we do. I mean, you may, all of you may park them in different places. But it will impact. I went to the chiropractor bi-weekly, and I wasn't even sure I needed to go because I was feeling so wonderful. And so I went in and I said, let's be really gentle because I'm doing it. I said, can you see how sweet I am? Look! You know, I was just feeling this sense of being so loving and so, you know, self-loving, and it just, I could feel it radiating. And, of course, he looks at me deadpan like, yes, sir. And then he went to work on my body, and he said, oh, my God. He could not. He said, what he said to me is, Las Vegas was really rough on you. And I said, well, yeah, right. He couldn't grok the idea that by changing beliefs, the body could loosen up and shift. It just. He had to look for what he would think was a logical reason for this, not changing beliefs. And I kept saying to him, it's changing beliefs about men. I'm telling you. Keep telling you this. You don't believe me. but he did get to see it. He was just blown away. Now, I'm just going to share a couple of beliefs here that may help you guys. I'm not sharing them for me. I'm sharing them for you. This sounds very funny, but it is something that people can literally grab hold of if they've had a lot of negative experiences with men. And this one is, men are bad for me. And you will continue to attract really lousy men when you have this belief. Of course, the counter is, men are good for me. I have to give myself up in a relationship. This is a big one. Nobody wants to be controlled anymore, especially women. I discover more of myself in a relationship. You can also add, okay, do another one. I have more freedom in a relationship to be myself. Another one, relationships scare me. Relationships excite me. Let's see. Men try to control me. Men support who I am. they sound so benign, but they're so powerful, and you want to keep them simple. A long-held belief, this is a collective belief, by the way, that you have to earn love and approval from men. This is a collective belief. It's been going on for thousands of years because men were the ones that supported women. And women would not be able to survive without them taking care of them. So I share this one with you because it's important that you're moving a collective belief as well as one that's sitting in your subconscious because of that. Men love and approve of who I am. In other words, you don't have to earn, because they're not going to take care of you. That's not what this is. Although hopefully they will. You may want to change a belief about that. But it becomes a loving, mutually supportive relationship. I receive love without fear. And of course, the negative belief is, I don't know how to receive love. This is also a big one, squirrel.
squirrel. Okay, I'm paying attention. I mean, do you have any specific beliefs for the men in our audience about women?
They would be the same thing.
On those, but
it would be the same thing for the men. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I have to please a woman. I'm not enough for a woman.
Approval from women.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's why men tend to be more controlling. It's the only way they know how to hold on to a woman. Again, collective belief.
Okay.
You with me? I'm just giving you kind of the cadence. Okay.
Maybe
women
I'll
are
leave
dishonest.
The men in our audience out.
All right.
Sure,
women are dishonest. Okay, if you ask any man out there, he will tell you that women are dishonest because they wear makeup, they do their hair, you know, they wear push-up bras, they wear Spanx,
okay.
You know. They
All right, no more makeup, okay.
Okay, so to them, all right, there is a built-in fear. I'm going to go back to the painting of the vagina with teeth. I have to look up who the artist is of this, an old one. But, okay, there is a built-in fear for men with women. They override that by being very macho and so on and so forth. But men are every bit as vulnerable as women are. Don't kid yourself. I know this one for a fact. But we forget that because we're so busy feeling unloved and unlovable, feeling that we have to earn love or that we're not enough. So you have two people coming together with basically the same issue. And then they wonder why they can't get along because they're both looking for the same thing. And neither of them is self-loving enough to be able to be there in that way. You know, how many times will you ever hear a woman or a man say, my girlfriend or boyfriend really loves themselves? This just isn't going to come up in conversation. But when you love yourself, you're going to treat yourself differently. You're going to attract different things into your life. You're going to, that self-talk, self-criticism that goes on all the time will fade. You will it won't be there all the time. Because instead of bringing in self-criticism, you're bringing in loving thoughts. You're being nurturing to yourself. And makes a big, huge, huge, huge difference. I don't trust women. Okay. I trust women or men, whatever genre you're working with. I attract the wrong men or women. I attract the right men or women. I attract men or women that are not authentic. I attract men or women that are authentic. I attract men or women that are average. I attract men or women that are accomplished. I never get the whole package. This is a big one. I never get the whole package. I always get the whole package. Little things like this are very big. Then, of course, you get into deservability. Beliefs about yourself. Food, relationships with food. Food is my friend. I'm just going to give you the positive one. Food makes me strong. The negative being food makes me fat. I'm afraid of food. People are actually afraid of food. We're afraid because of all of the additives, the GMOs, the this, the that.
Yeah, that's true.
It will make you sick as long as you're walking around going, I'm afraid of food. It will also make you fat. My counter to that was I embrace food as sustenance. I don't believe I'm enough. Again, enough. I keep myself small, and many of you don't realize that you're doing that, keeping yourself small. I allow myself to be all I can be, or I support myself in being all I can be. I don't believe I can have it all. Big one. You're told from the very beginning by parents, you can only have this much because you're here to suffer and you'll get your rewards in heaven.
I'm sorry. I know. It's just bringing up memories.
I know. And they're sitting in your
subconscious. You know what? They were right until now.
Okay, and I don't treat myself lovingly. I treat myself with love and respect. And these are just a couple, okay? You all have, and if you really ask your higher self and your guides to help you with this, they're going to start coming in. I know this week we've talked to a lot of people, and bright people. And it has nothing to do with how smart you are. It has to do with the fact that it's difficult to get to these core beliefs sometimes. Sometimes it's super simple. For me, I have limited time, but I'm on hyper alert right now. I guess that's because Gemini is direct. And what was it? Mercury moved in Gemini.
No,
well,
Mercury's in
so.
Gemini. And so actually, it's really a good time to go through that mind chatter. There they are, right? So bring a pad of paper with
you.
Wow. Jot it down. I guess I must be believing this.
Okay, I'm going to go into channel since we have to.
Okay, sounds good.
We have another show after this, so we have to sign off a little early tonight. We don't have a show, but BBS does. All right. Well, we're happy to see that you're having so much fun with it. All right. Belief. And we hear all of you, is it really that simple? Is it really that simple? You haven't really given yourselves permission. We've worked with this material before. However, the timing now is perfect. Not only astrologically, but as we talked about, the curtains come down on the past now, allowing you to really move forward with life-changing choices. And that's what these are. giving yourself permission, and we thank Bonnie for bringing this forward in the beautiful form that she brought it forward in. The book is imbued, I promise you. The process is imbued. You are supported in more ways than you know to change your life now. Have it all? Absolutely, why not? It's an illusion, people. But there are others starving in the world. Yes. And for a while, there will continue to be people starving in the world. You are here to consciously create your reality. There is no question about that. Lazarus has said it's patient. And to have fun doing it. Now, don't let guilt creep in and rob you of this magnificence, this wonder, this freedom to shift the collective. It's been locked in for thousands of years. This is the time to do it. You are a spark of the divine, experiencing itself through you. You do deserve. God, Goddess, all that is, experiencing itself through you. Yes, this is true. Absolutely true. Becoming more of who it is through your experiences, your choices, your changes, your personal expansion. That kind of puts it in a different light. You've walked the planet believing that you were insignificant. All right. Other than that which has been fed to you by the negative ego, you know, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, or you're nothing. Negative ego will get you at the better than and less than. However, this is not only life-changing for you, but for everyone around you. It shifts the morphogenic field. And every person that does it, this is why the book's so important, every person in that book is selling all over the world, that is doing this work, changing beliefs, changing, impacting that field, making it that much easier for those that come behind to make the changes. That's what being a map maker is. And that's why having fun doing it is so important. Don't make it drudgery. Don't fill it with pain and sacrifice. Fill it with joy, discovery, expansion, fun, observe. Not with a hold back that says, well, I'm going to see if this really works. No. You're going to trip yourself up if you do that. This goes back to a very important piece we've talked about over and over again. The belief that nothing ever works for me, and we encourage you all to change that one as a belief. to everything works for me easily and elegantly. Because if you're holding that belief and you don't change it, it's going to interfere with the ability to bring all of the rest of this in. That's a game changer, that particular belief. All right, Squirrel, you have a question.
I do. It's from Yolanda, and she says, "Dear team, first I would like to share my wonderful experience I had this Tuesday, the 14th, when I changed 21 more beliefs. It was very, very magical while I was changing my beliefs. I started to feel really excited. Then this energy started to flow through my whole body, making my hands and feet feel very hot. I felt this sense of unconditional love that filled my heart with love. After I was done changing all of my beliefs, I felt joy, peace, excitement, and I felt very, very happy, to the point I had tears of joy. My question to you is, since I cannot hear them or see them," that's the end of her sentence. I don't know about the them. Sorry. "I did it just by feeling them and feeling their light and love. I also felt them guiding me up the stairs and taking me to this room. They also guided me through the whole process. Does that mean I did everything the way it had to be done? I also have another question for you. Can you please tell me how I can communicate with children if I cannot hear or see them? I can feel them, but how can I tell what their needs are if I cannot hear or see them? What can I do? Please help me. I would love to be able to see and hear them. Love, Yolanda."
All right. Two questions. Yolanda, you wouldn't have had the response that you had if you did it wrong. So please trust your body response, your energy response, and don't take it away from yourself. Please, don't take it away from yourself. Now, don't forget also to continue to flow energy every day towards these new beliefs. Really embrace them like they were a newborn child. Embrace them. Dance with the new place. Not literally, but figuratively. With all the joy and all the excitement that you had when you changed them. Tap back into that memory. And feel it. Now, the children. All right, what it looks like you're hearing and feeling are the hybrid children, more than likely. Yes, all right. You don't need to see them, dear one. Communicate with them. Send them love, all right? Obviously, they're getting a big kick out of being around you, and they feel a sense of love coming from you. Enjoy them. Just sit with it in meditation. Call them in. Call them in. Don't try to visualize. That gets you in trouble, Yolanda. Because you judge it and get frustrated with yourself. Ask to hear or know what they're trying to tell you. Now, they can speak into your mind. And you'll get words. You may not hear them or see them, but you'll get the words. You may sit there calling them in, "Dear children, I'm here to love you. I'm happy to spend time with you." And you may hear the words, "We love you," in your mind. Now, it may not come in a normal way. You can ask names that way. ask them to give you the names. The first one that wants to speak to you, one letter at a time, and have a tablet by you. A. E. R. A. E. S. Feed it back. Did you say you don't have to speak the words mentally? Do I understand this properly? Ararius. Now, it may not go perfectly smoothly the first time, but practice, it will come. Enjoy the process. Don't judge yourself. Loving yourself means that you allow things to come in easily. As it's time, it's a process. It's a process. Be gentle with it. That's why the children are coming to you, because they're free, they're easy. There's no judgment from children. You feel safe. Know that we love you, dear Yolanda. We hope we answered your question appropriately. We celebrate the belief that you're changing. It's wonderful. We happen to know that she already did a group 90 days ago. She's on her second group of beliefs. And she is changing dramatically. And her family members are all commenting on it, seeing it, even her own mother. Father. All right. Squirrel, do you have questions tonight about any of this?
You know, we're kind of limited with our time, so we have about 4 minutes. So I was hoping you could, since, you know, you haven't been listening to you very long, if you could just say something for all of us to help us with our beliefs.
All right. Well, we'll tell you what we are going to do. We are going to be working with all of you over the next 3 days and nights, giving you all a boost. Now, whether you see it or not, some of you can see it, some of you do not. Just nudging you. All right? Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention to all that's going on around you. Don't go numb. And we do mean this. Rather than sitting down in front of your television set, we recommend that you spend some time thinking about your life from childhood forward and how your life has impacted your beliefs, and start making a list. We will help you. We will support you. 3 days and nights. We'll work with you in the dream time. Call us in. During the daytime, those will pop in and out, little things going on, including your unseen friends. Concentrated time to kind of jumpstart all of you. We think most of you are working on things. We want to help you, dear. We want to help you. This is such a powerful time. So that others will see the changes, feel the changes in you, see your life changing, and want to know how. What are you doing? read. All right. There's a wonderful book, and it will help you. And you can create everything you desire, truly. You can change your life. You're not stuck. That's the message for you and for everyone. You're on the road to freedom, everyone. Know that we love you so very much. And we're having fun, just so you know, with all of this. And watching you explore and expand. Know that we love you, and until we speak with you again in this format, dear one, namaste.
Namaste.
All right. We're off. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. Good night, Squirrel.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.
Love you all. Good night.